Mitch and Ben versus everything.
All right, ladies and jelly beans, welcome back to the third episode of Mitch and Ben versus everything. My name is Ben McLennan. I'm joined by my good friend Mitchell Coyne. How you going, buddy?
Yeah, good, mate. Good.
What's been happening, mate? Anything exciting?
Not a lot. I practiced my vocal exercises this morning.
Vocal exercises?
Yeah.
What does that consist of?
Just a lot of sucking dick, really.
Oh, okay. I was expecting like red leather, yellow leather.
Nah, none of that.
Fuck it. I'm done already. Oh no, you should be limbered up then.
Yeah, nice and raspy in the back of my throat, you know.
Tonsil dancing.
Nah, what I'm saying. Nah mean,
son.
Let's get straight into the news, mate. What have we got going on?
Actually, before we get into that, ladies and gentlemen, we're working on socials, but if you could follow us on Instagram for now.
Yep.
At Mitch and Ben versus everything. I think at the moment we have one follower, and that might be my darling wife. So good on you, Corinna. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you can get around to Instagram for now and send us any debate topics or conundrums, that's the best place to get us at the moment. So, but anyway, into the news. What has been happening in the news?
Well, I read an article today. So, author of a book, How to Murder Your Husband, is found guilty of murdering her husband. Maybe she should have worked on the sequel of How to Get Away with Murdering Your Husband.
No, it's perfect. It's hiding in plain sight. Yeah. How long between murdering her, did it say how long between murdering her husband and like releasing the book?
Look, I'm going to be honest. I thought, that's a funny headline. I'm writing that down. And
you never read it.
Never read it.
You never read it. So we don't know any details.
Yeah. Well, I saw a photo of a sad old lady sitting in a courtroom, and then they're like, yeah, she's going to jail.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's one way of doing it, isn't it?
They're
interviewing her, and she's like, if you just read this book, it's like a 200-page confession. They're like, yeah, we'll get around to it. And they're like, holy fuck. This is very literal.
You can probably trust the advice in that book, though.
Yeah.
I
guess the only thing is don't release a follow-up book.
Yeah. But, like, you wouldn't buy a book on tennis from a bloke who's never played tennis.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if Federer releases a book on how to play tennis, you'd be like, yeah.
Yeah. What if she released that book before she fucking did it? Like, husband's there, like, making dinner. He's like, oh, what are you working on, love? She's like, oh, I'm writing a new book. He's like, oh, what's it called? She's like, How to Murder Your Husband. Okay.
Just writing a book with the girls with a book club. Just a thought, though. Like, imagine if it was that way around, like, How to Murder Your Wife.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that never gets through. Not a chance. Nah, but nah. How to Murder Your Husband.
We're too good at it.
We don't
need books.
Yeah, that's right. We're score one for the boys. Oh, fuck.
What about you, mate? What about your news stories?
Fucking my news story. I saw one the other day. Because Albanese's come in charge right now.
Yeah.
And Jacinda Ardern has come over for just a lunch with him.
Jacinda
Ardern.
Yeah.
Has come over to have lunch with him. And I don't know if this is customary or not, but they swapping gifts, right?
Yeah.
And they've decided to give each other vinyl records. So at first I thought
pretty hipster.
Yeah. At first I thought like he gave her vinyl records and she wasn't happy with him. But it turns out they've both agreed to give each other vinyl records. And her partner has kicked up the shits going, it's a shit gift. Because the vinyl records he gave her were like Midnight Oil.
Yeah.
Fucking someone else I forgot. And as he called it, The Finger, which is Powder Finger.
Oh.
Never heard him referred to as The Finger before.
Never.
No.
Give her The Finger.
Give her The Finger, yeah. And he's going, oh, fucking, what is this, 2004? I'm like, cunt, are you serious? Not even your present, you're having a whinge. Like,
not to mention, it's fucking vinyl. It's old.
It's vinyl. They're old, yeah. Well, I mean, but apparently she gave him some fucking 2018 indie fucking New Zealand band. And I'm like, well, fucking sounds like you should be whinging.
Yeah, exactly. She got fucking, yeah, Powderfinger?
Yeah.
That's a fucking, depends what album.
Yeah, I guess so. But still, like, fuck, like, And honestly, this dude's name, Clark Gayford, or as I think it's supposed to be pronounced, Gayford D.
Wow.
just a terrible name. That cunt shouldn't be whinging about anything. Well, if he's got to whinge about anything, he can whinge about his name. But other than that, like, it was her gift. Shut the fuck up, cunt. Like,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's not even your gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, on the topic of people whinging, fucking, have you seen KFC have announced the shortage?
Yeah.
They're a bit concerned about the shortage.
Yep.
Lettuce.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Mitchell. I do know about you. We both love KFC, but I don't believe I've ever gone there for the lettuce.
No.
Like honestly, if I ordered a zinger and they said, "Oh, we've got no lettuce," I'd be like, "That's fine."
Yeah.
That's really not as big an issue as you think it is.
Like, yeah. No. No. We're not. Yeah. You're not turning up for the lettuce.
No. I think it's only there for the fucking nutrition fucking thing on their half. Anyway.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, it adds nothing. It's crispy water.
Like, yeah.
Of all things to be worried about. Fucking.
Yeah. Who's paying, like, the fucking price of lettuce at the moment is like $10
a head.
Yeah. It's like, just don't eat lettuce.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't have to have lettuce. It's fine.
Yeah. Also, in the farming community, do you think lettuce farmers are kind of like the shittest farmers?
Like,
you got cattle farmers out there, like, grabbing them by the horns and dragging them down and branding them and shit, and some cunts just like, lettuce.
Like, I feel like, what's the easiest thing to grow? I feel like if...
Oh, maybe they're geniuses. Maybe I'm thinking...
Yeah, maybe lettuce is really hard to grow. Maybe, what would be the easiest thing to grow? Ethan, you've got gardens. What's easier to grow? Tomatoes.
Tomato farmers.
Yeah.
Geniuses, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Fucking...
Yeah.
They are pretty easy, actually. I've grown tomatoes.
Yeah. I've had tomatoes grow in my backyard accidentally. That's how easy they are to grow. Now that I think about it, it's just like, oh, I accidentally grew these tomatoes.
Yeah, whenever you think of farmers, you always think of like cattle and shit, eh? Like, you never think vegetables.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't really think about farmers a whole lot.
I think a lot about farmers.
I'm more into bikers.
Bikers.
Yeah. Let's fucking move on to our next topic, eh?
I thought that was a segue into something.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, all right. Well, then segue on, sir.
Wake up to yourself.
Oh, we're on the wake up yourself.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
All right, mate.
Let's get into it. These fucking cunts, right? Oh, mate. Cunts who rev their engines and drive like around loudly and just carry on like fucking pork chops. Like, please, if you're a woman who's fucked a bloke because you heard how loud his engine is, let us know. Because I can almost guarantee, I would be willing to put money on it, that no one has ever gotten laid because they were able to rev their engine really loud.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel did not get laid. He's a family man. Didn't you know that? He's all about family.
But that's how he got the family, though.
Yeah.
First, you get the car. We've been over this.
yeah, you're right. This isn't the first time we've discussed Vin Diesel on the podcast.
Technically.
Yeah, but like, even here, we're in lovely Newcastle Comedy Club recording there, here. Every fucking day, there's just like dickheads cutting laps, revving the shit out of everything. Harley drivers are the worst for it.
They've got to get into the foreshore.
Rev
your engine in at the foreshore. You get laid foreshore. That's why it's called the foreshore.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah. I'm so glad they fucking... They fucked them cunts off. Those dickheads.
Fuck, that was the worst. That was so cringy.
Yeah, I know. You're fucking all P-platers. You can't even have a supercharger or a turbo. Like... Your cars aren't that fast.
No.
You'd always get that one bloke as well, like who'd rock up with just a shit car.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, like a fucking Daewoo Lotus.
Yeah. But he had the confidence of a fucking Ferrari driver. Yes. Just like, go cut some fucking laps.
Yeah, we need less of those people in life.
Oh, like, yeah.
Just overconfident people.
Yeah.
He got the loud exhaust on his fucking Llanos.
If you've got a Ferrari, I feel like you've paid enough that you can probably like hang out somewhere, and people can come and appreciate it. Because
own a Ferrari, if you stay still long enough, people will hang out.
Yeah,
they'll come to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they want to see the Ferrari.
Yeah,
And you've earned that because you have a Ferrari. Unless you're
and you'd probably get laid with a Ferrari.
Oh, 100% you get laid with a Ferrari.
Yeah.
But not because you're revving it.
No.
It's just because you've got it.
Yeah, because you've got it.
It's what the Ferrari represents.
Yeah, exactly.
No woman's rubbing herself while she's talking to you going, how many horses is this the equivalent to? Like fucking,
Yeah.
It's not about that. It's about how many fucking houses that cunt's got behind the Ferrari.
But. Nah, man, but I've got a Camry with a cannon on the back. It's pretty fucking sick, hey?
It's got a spoiler. It looks like a shopping trolley. Fucking
yeah.
Sick. Man, the other day when I was fucking leaving work, there's this roundabout near my work, and there's this pea planter and a falcon going at it. And he's going around it, and he's tried to whip the tail end. He's got the tail end a little, and he's like fish wobbled out of the roundabout. He's kind of lost control a little bit. He got it back. But the shitty thing was, he went around the roundabout so fucking slow. I was amazed he actually even got the tail of the wobble, like the fish out.
Yeah.
And then how he lost control. Like, it was honestly like watching a car drive around normal. Like, it's the same speed, but this cunt was like giving it to it. And it just wasn't any faster than some cunt just turning the corner. And he almost lost control of it. I'm like, how did you almost lose control of a car that slow?
Yeah.
Like, that's special level of stupid, but.
Yeah. Fucking yeah! So that's my wake up to yourself.
Your wake
for today.
All right.
What about you?
Here's what I've got. I've got it's State of Origin time.
Yeah.
And I'm a football fan. New South Wales people born in New South Wales who go for Queensland.
Yeah.
People born in New South Wales who go to Queensland are the type of people who think Ancestry.com is a dating website. People born in New South Wales who go for Queensland. Are the type of people who think a pickup line is aggressively masturbating at someone.
Yeah.
Like in their mind, they're like, this could be you. Like, they are the worst. They go around fucking bragging about things that they just shouldn't be proud of. Like, you know, Queensland won 8 in a row. They're like, we won 8 in a row. And you're like, and then they're bragging about their extra chromosome as well. Like, just things they shouldn't be fucking bragging about. Like,
they didn't.
You didn't win.
Yeah,
you've lost.
They went for the team that won.
Yeah.
They didn't win.
No, you can't just... It's not the way it works. And they act like... Because here's the thing. I'd be interested to know, if you live in Queensland, do you actually respect someone from New South Wales who goes for Queensland? Like, I don't feel like they're part of the clique.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, but...
I feel like if you have moved to Queensland... in the last few years, and then started going for Queensland, you've just jumped on the bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Like, the last few years, New South Wales have probably been a bit better. But for a good stretch there,
it was fucked.
It was fucked. It was miserable.
Yeah. When you and I were in high school.
Yeah.
That was exactly it.
From the time Facebook was around until like 10 years later, you were never able to post a New South Wales win on Facebook. That's how fucking long it was.
Yeah. Like, yeah, fucking Mal Meninga.
Mal Meninga. Smell my finger. So that's in my rant. Like, they're just the worst type of people. They're the type of people who, like, you'd be out with them somewhere and you'd get hit by a car or something.
Yeah.
And before they give you first aid, they'd take $20 out of your wallet.
Yeah.
They're just the lowest of the low kind of people. Like,
my brother-in-law is exactly one of those people.
Mitch's brother-in-law, if you listen to this, I hate you. And I'll fight you. Is he big?
He's huge.
Oh shit!
Yeah, he's like a big solid bloke.
What's his name?
Yeah. Dan.
Dan. They're all jokes. Dan. Satellite, bro. You're beautiful.
You'll like
you
it.
Big bastard.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, they're
I hate New South Wales too, Dan.
go the Maroons. Go.
How good was Wednesday night, man? The boys really dug deep Wednesday night.
It was so good, man. It was such a good team. You know?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. We killed it.
How more
team
don't get around
them? We killed it.
Yeah, we were so good. That real, real dark blue that's basically, you know, maroon. Oh, I loved it.
Yeah. We'll move straight into masturbate then.
All right.
Let's
get the wheel going.
And we've got porn is gross.
Porn is gross. All right. And so is this for family?
Yep.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. No, okay. All right. So I'm the family. Porn is gross. All right.
Good luck, cunt. Good luck.
God damn it. God damn it.
I know those fucking calluses on your hands aren't for hard work, mate.
No, they're not. No, they're not, and I'm ashamed of them because porn is fucking gross. Like, I can't even argue against it. I love it so much.
It's my life.
Oh, it's been with me for so long. No, like it's like having a soup that everyone eats out of. You know, it's just fucking.
Where are you watching your porn?
No, I'm just saying, if you had a soup and every cunt come and had a dabble at it, then I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here.
This is a hard game.
Yeah, it is. It's a hard game. Fucking no, it's no good. It's oh man, fuck. Way to think on the spot, Ben.
Yeah.
No, it's just it's immoral. It's Jesus wouldn't like it. And I think we should all try to appease Jesus. Like he was so against porn. His mum didn't even have the fuck to have him. That's how fucking
yeah.
Because they knew it was gross. He's like they're like getting this. He's like nah. God's like nah. I'm not getting in that. That's just fucking. Let's just AI this some bitch. This is a test tube baby. Yeah. First test tube baby. Because he's like nah. This is just. This is not on. This is why there's all the you know all these fucking you know rules and that in religion. It's just immoral. It's gross. It shouldn't be happening. If you're doing it, fuck yourself. No, wait, don't.
That's exactly why they're watching it.
That's the exact issue. No, stop doing that. And yeah, fuck up. All right, Mick, go, Mitch.
All right, I don't think porn is gross at all. Look, honestly, I think there's some. I would agree with you that there is some gross things in porn.
That's right. Yes,
you know.
That is gross. But oh, why didn't I use that angle? Fuck me.
Yeah, that's because you suck, Ben.
I do suck.
I reckon Jesus liked porn. Nah. Mary Magdalene was a hooker. All right. You can't tell me that there wasn't peep shows back then.
Yeah, but they were gross.
They were fucking yeah, because the ladies smelt like camels. Yeah. But that's okay.
Gross.
It's what you had. That's all you had. Do you remember back in the day, right, before porn on the internet, and you saw a newspaper cutout of a woman in a G-string, and you're like, that is the greatest thing. I'm going to hide that in the hole in the wall
that's
in
my
bedroom.
That's not porn, though.
It was my version of porn.
Yeah, I know. That was my version
before,
of porn.
Yeah, before I had porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'd go out. You'd get your porn, and it was all good fun, you know? Just... You know, sometimes you just got to learn to play by yourself, you know? And porn helps with that. Not to mention...
Porn encourages that.
It's given people a good living, you know? OnlyFans, you know, there's certain actresses on OnlyFans who are making an absolute killing.
And they're gross cunts.
Their cunts can be gross.
Yes.
And some people are into that as well, Ben. All right? Just because you find it abhorrent that a lady wants to shit on a piece of paper and sell that for fucking money.
Yeah, I have a line.
Yeah, but some people don't. Okay? And I made another note while you were talking as well. Like, I said, stop fucking. That was my note. I have no idea what... No
You're
idea
probably
where
wrong.
I was going
You're fucking,
with that
probably
one.
Saying stop fucking talking, Ben, because yeah. I just didn't make any sense.
But no, porn isn't gross, all right? I think the...
Just the people who do it are.
All right. Wasn't our best
masturbators. No, I thought that would be a good one when we wrote that. But I think I was counting on me getting the fucking negative. So.
Yeah. You had a whole bunch of stuff ready.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'll be right. And yeah. I never thought about having to argue it. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. We've got some fuck topics there, though. That's like...
I'll get better. And
yeah. We'll get better at it. All right.
Or we won't.
They can't.
Neither either.
Yeah, or we'll suck forever. And that's fine too. That's what we're here for.
If we suck forever, we'll put it on OnlyFans. We'll switch the MO of this podcast.
Let's start on OnlyFans and sell nipple pictures.
I tried to start an OnlyFans for a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Because I was going to put that picture up of me shirtless on stage that time.
Yeah.
And I was going to try and make $1 on OnlyFans, basically.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got denied opening an OnlyFans because my license was within a week of expiry. And they're like, nah. And I'm like, what's that got to do with anything? So they knocked me back because my license nearly expired.
fuck.
And then I just gave up on it because I ended up releasing the video and not worrying about it because I'm like, fuck that. So
would have been good to say that you're a paid OnlyFans model.
Yeah, right? I wanted to make $1 so I could be like, yeah, I've made money on OnlyFans.
Yeah, like, but don't forget to pay your tax on that.
All right? Oh, yes, yeah. True.
All right. Wrong answers only this week. Listeners ask, how do I stop my husband from throwing me a birthday party? So she doesn't want a party, and she's afraid that her better half has gone out and organized a surprise party for her.
Surprise party. Right. Well, I guess my immediate thought, so she's worried about getting a surprise party because she's getting old maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
30's not old, but anyway. I think you've just got to make him understand how surprises aren't always a good thing. So, you know, you just give him shit surprises constantly. So you just he comes home from work, you're in bed with like four dudes. You're like, surprise, yeah. So, they suck, don't they? You know, you just scare him constantly. You're fucking sack whack him whenever. Just surprise, and you just kind of a clockwork orange him into hating surprises. So whenever he thinks about surprises, he's just sick. And he's like, I can't do it.
Yeah. Just clockwork orange him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I reference that a lot. I think I referenced it in the one that didn't go to our first episode that didn't air.
Maybe.
But, that's one way around it. Just fucking make him hate surprises. You just got to constantly give him shit surprises.
Yeah. All right, I reckon what she should do is she's going to have to sit him down, right? Mm. She's going to have to sit him down, tie him up.
Jesus.
Yeah. She's going to have to tie him up. She's going to have to gag him. She's going to have to leave him in a room, a dark room, play heavy metal music. All right? 3 days she'll feed him nothing but soup and bread. And just heavy music, heavy metal music the whole time. On the third day, she walks in with a bamboo whip. And she begins hitting him on the bottom of the feet. Just randomly, because he's blindfolded. So he doesn't know when it's coming. But he knows every time the song Happy Birthday comes on, the bottom of his feet get whipped.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's giving like PTSD.
Little bit of brainwashing.
Yeah.
Brainwashing. Little bit of Manchurian Candidate, maybe. Maybe right. Maybe she could get really creative, you know, because she's got a couple of weeks till her birthday. So what I'm thinking is she could get him in the cupboard now, get him in the closet now, have him all tied up. Pea and ham soup is definitely one of the things I look forward to, and it's definitely the first soup I get sick of after having 3 days in a row. So 3 weeks of that should be all right. She's going to have to deal with the smell.
Mm.
The smell's not going to be fun.
No.
It's a man shitting in a cupboard.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then
a cupboard? I thought he was in a dark room.
A dark room, cupboard.
Yeah.
Closet.
Yeah.
All right. Boot of a car.
Anyway, whatever works for you.
Yeah.
Whatever your apartment layout's like.
Yeah.
Or house.
Yeah, and then every time someone sings happy birthday, he just screams, runs out, leaves.
There's no way he's planning a party after that.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not.
Imagine if he did.
Yeah.
or, all right. So basically both of those are kind of in the same vein of like making him hate surprises.
Yeah.
Or birthdays.
Yeah.
Or whatnot. Or dump him.
Just break up with him.
Just break up with him. Get back together after your 30th.
Oh, yeah. And then you can throw your own party.
You can throw your own party in a hotel room with a camera and heaps of dicks.
Yeah.
Make a fuckload of money.
But I thought porn was gross.
Yeah, it is. But I'm coming around.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Break up with him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'd be easy. It'd be easy to set that up.
Yeah. Just be like, I need space. It's not you, it's me. And it literally is you.
Yeah. Let's play the game of airtight.
Airtight.
It's where every hole's filled, Ben.
That's a great game.
Yeah. It's my favourite.
It's my favourite. Oh, it'd be my favourite if I wasn't so shy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, no, there's a whole thing, isn't
it? Yeah, I can't have other men around. I'm like, oh, this is the whole thing. They're probably fuck better than me.
Oh, yeah.
They're bigger than me.
What if they've got bigger dicks than you?
Yeah, I'm more worried about how much better they'll fuck than me anyway.
Yeah, I know.
I just assume everyone's got a bigger dick than me, so that's fine. I'm just, you know, I'll kind of live with it.
Yeah.
It pisses, it jizzes, it does everything I need it to do, but I'm just like, oh, man. They're gonna, like, if my missus had an affair, I don't know if I'd blame her, because it'd be like, I feel like it's like, you know, depriving her of oxygen. Like, she needs big dick. Like, she needs oxygen.
She needs a big dick.
She needs a big dick or decent dick.
Yeah.
Like, she needs oxygen. I'd be like, oh, she's just breathing. She's just getting what she needs to survive. Yeah. Like, I'd be like, yeah, I get it. I get it. I don't think she's having an affair, but I get it. Like, I wouldn't hold it against her. I'd be like, yeah.
I always make the joke. It's like, I just don't want her to find out what a real man looks like. That's the thing. Can you imagine if she has an affair and then all of a sudden you can't make it come anymore?
Anymore.
Yeah. You're saying this like she came before.
Yeah. And that just reminded me when you're talking, because when we were talking earlier about like the magazine model and whatnot, because I didn't have the internet till I was like 18 or whatnot.
Yeah.
So, like, my porn was, like, I found, like, a Cosmo section where there was, like, nudity, like, a Cosmo magazine.
Yeah.
Someone in my house had bought, and there was, like, some naked Sheilas in there. I found, like, a couple old pornos of me old boys kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that was kind of my little stash. So,
yeah,
they're just women. So, for ages, I didn't know what another man's dick looked like.
Yeah.
So, I was this disillusional teenager being like, I bet I'm huge. I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when I finally fuck a chick, she ain't going to shit right for a week. This thing is fucking... Because I didn't even know where the fuck I was fucking. I was like, man, whoever's copping this one day is going to fucking... Oh, man, they are going to know it. And then when I finally saw porn, I'm like, oh, dear.
Oh, dude.
That's a lot. That's a lot of men.
Why doesn't mine look like that?
And all of a sudden I was like, maybe I better get used to wanking. And I did.
Yeah. I used to have an old stash out in the paddock.
The paddock.
Yeah, in the paddock. You should just go out there. Like, fucking six times a day. You're just fucking whacking off in the middle of this paddock. And I wasn't discreet about it either. just walk out there.
Little, no pants on?
Yeah. Fucking... Mitch spends a lot of time sitting in the middle of that paddock. Wonder what he's doing. Eventually, the pornos went missing, so I think I got caught.
Oh, you got a sunburnt dick.
Yeah, oh, yeah, dude. There's something great about it. You're fucking just out there in the... Oh, man, there's nothing more relaxing.
Jack it off in nature.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a piss outside. I love a good piss outside. Oh, yeah, piss outside. When you're camping and stuff. Had a couple of beers. Even better, just a wank outside.
Wank outside. Bush wank.
The old bush wank.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Oh, that is insane.
Another time, man. This is get up to some weird shit. Another time there was a creek down the road from my house, right? A creek down the road from my house. And there was a bridge. And I really needed to shit. I really needed a shit, and I knew I couldn't make it home. So I just took a shit. I couldn't get too close to the water because it was pretty like steep.
Yeah.
So I just had to shit on underneath the bridge, on the side of this fucking creek. And then my friend came around the next day, and I hadn't like kicked it into the water or anything. He's like, "What the fuck? There's a huge shit down here." I was like, "Oh, it must have been a dog." He's like, "That's too big to be a dog." He's like, "Did you shit here, Mitch?" No. Must have been my little brother. Probably blamed it on him.
Could you have shit off the bridge?
I was afraid of a car driving past or something.
Oh, right. Yeah. I thought like there was a bridge just out in the like paddock or something.
No, it was like it was on this dirt road we lived on. Oh, right. Road.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, just a big human shit. Ugh. And then eventually it went missing. So something ate it. Something, I don't know what it was.
Something got it.
Yeah.
It returned to the earth.
Yeah. Well, mate, that's the end of the podcast. We've made it. Another week through.
Another week done.
I didn't fuck the sound this time.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Look, I can't blame you. I don't know how it all works. So.
Yeah. Neither do I. I had to bring a professional.
Yeah. We'll get there, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. It's a shame because that was a really good episode.
It was fun.
So if you can put up with the fucking sound, it's worth a listen, I reckon.
Yeah. Give it a listen.
But yeah. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if you can... yeah, if you can get around us on Instagram, we'll get the Facebook up once we're allowed to because I fucked that up. But yeah, also you can email us at mitchandbenpod@gmail.com. And yeah, as always, get around, you know, comedy in Newcastle, the Newcastle Comedy Club here, Face Open Mic Comedy, You're Joking. Get around You're Joking, everybody. And I always forget someone. Oh, my shit. Yeah, get it. I'll just do YouTube. Just get it. Check me out on YouTube, Ben McLennan Comedy on YouTube. And other than that, I don't know if we've got any other plugs, man. But
yeah, we've got the 25th of June. Oh, we're performing at the Booze House. Me, Ben, Ethan Bentley and Luke Dillon will be doing our show in Woolloomooloo. Check it out at Your Jokin. That's YAWJOKIN on Facebook. And give us a like, give us a follow on Instagram, all of that good stuff. And we'll see you next week.
All right. Catches.
Mwah. Mwah.